Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Oil this past week hit the lowest level ever. And many investors asked me, should I buy oil now? Times are tough, and there appears to be no end in sight. With over 26 million people filing for unemployment. This past month, we've spoken with hundreds of families, and many of them want to know, where can they invest that provides safety to their principal while providing upside if the market recovers? Well, if you want to find out, then you're going to stick around. Good morning. I am David Hollander. And yes, I am broadcasting live right out of my house here. That's why I sound a little bit different. So thanks for hanging in with us. This is PYA Radio, Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the little jingle. People call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night, even though I haven't been sleeping so well, according to my wife. That's because I am a financial advisor and I've been doing this for over 25 years, also a licensed California attorney. We are live right now. If you have a question, maybe something come up, maybe you want to know if you should buy oil, call this number, 808-5627. You don't need to dial a prefix. Go ahead and give my buddy Kevin a call, 808-KNBR right now. Or you can always tweet me a question. Anytime during the week something comes up, you want to know what you should do? Tweet me at PYA Radio. Again, at PYA Radio. Anytime. If you consider yourself a pretty conservative saver, your options have changed a lot in the last couple months because of all of the turmoil caused by the virus. You may be looking for some new ideas on where to keep your, quote, safe money, end quote. Because safety right now is sexy, especially when it comes to investing, may mean different things to different people, particularly today. So on the show today, we're going to discuss safety provided by financial vehicles that provide guarantees against loss due to unknown, unforeseen market risk that's clearly out there. So as we go through that subject for the show today, there are a few different financial tools that offer all kinds of levels of safety, and each comes with their own pro and con. And so stay tuned with me as I share with you strategies for safety seeking investors this morning. If you're feeling the pain of stock market losses and wondering what strategies you can use as a risk averse investor, because the good news is that you are not alone. In fact, if there's one good thing that can come from the coronavirus, it's that it could create a whole new generation of super savers. What am I talking about? Well, when you've suddenly woken up to the reality that the world is much more fragile than you once believed, you just have a much lower appetite to take risks about the future than you had before. And you're going to look at things differently. And I think it's going to lead to a generation that is less interested in taking risk. And they're probably not going to mind if they're leaving opportunity on the table because they're just more and more interested in protecting their downside in a way they never thought of before. And this is because historically, deep economic shocks have often prompted a shift away from spending, with consumers preferring to save that cash because things are uncertain. And so the proportion of Americans who prefer saving to spending significantly, this changed after the 2008 financial crisis. I was fortunate enough to be running this firm through that time, and we did well. We succeeded through that because of some just basic principles that we follow. And Gallup, actually, the Gallup poll, you may have heard of Gallup, they confirmed that as well. And in 2019, they did another poll, and apparently over 60% of adults still said they would rather save than spend. So as I consider that, it's no surprise that the coronavirus is already affecting spending habits. This research was just published last Tuesday by personal finance company Bankrate, and they found that 52% of Americans right now had already cut their spending in response to the pandemic. Now, of course, that probably isn't coming as a surprise to you, I don't think. But Mark Hamrick, who's a senior economic analyst at Bankrate, said it could be economically damaging if younger generations did indeed become more risk averse. And he went on to say, one thing that we saw, this is what he says, quote in the article, we saw from the financial crisis was people, particularly young people, tending to be underinvested in the stock market with their retirement savings because they essentially didn't trust the market. Well, that's fascinating, isn't it? Because many of those people, particularly millennials who are younger, lost out on the opportunity to put their retirement funds into a market that really was on fire, and it was on fire for a while. And they were typically in the best position to weather the volatility because they had time and economic cycles to work through. So as I thought about that, I was thinking about, well, what can people do today to kind of accomplish both of those objectives? And so let's start out with safe investments, what are known as safe investments. And then I'm going to add some layers on top of that. So this morning, we're going to talk about what are considered the five safe investments. And as you look at them, first, a savings account, you know, a traditional passbook savings account. That's safe because banks typically provide FDIC insurance behind what you deposit there. And so if something were to happen, the federal government would step in and insure that account. So savings account, obviously very safe. CDs, you may have heard of CDs before, a certificate of deposit. Those are also typically FDIC insured, usually offered by a bank, or you can actually buy them online now as well. So CDs are another type of safe vehicle. Treasuries, treasury securities. Now, I found that also interesting. They're safe, yes, because they're backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, but if you've owned treasuries in the last 6 weeks, depending on where you were on that yield curve, you've seen some incredible volatility. In fact, when I was looking at the difference of all the treasuries over the last 3 months, the numbers were 60 to 90% in terms of drop in the yield. So that hurts your price. It could help your price if you were long. It could hurt your price if you were short on the yield curve. But in any event, it's, again, a safe place to be because as long as you can hold that bill or bond to maturity, the federal government will pay your money back. And that's why those are considered safe, as long as you can hold them to maturity. Money market accounts, you know, money market accounts are also safe. Considered safe. And another one on that list would be a fixed annuity. Fixed annuities are issued by insurance companies, and so you got to look at the credit quality and paying ability of that insurance company. But all of those five types of investments are considered to be some of the safest investments that you can own right now. So if you're out there with large cash positions or you have stock positions maybe that have done fairly well. I mean, look, they weren't where they were 6 weeks ago, but hey, over the last 10 years, 8 years, 5 years, if you look at it, you've probably done pretty well. And now with some of the uncertainty in the future, you might want to think about taking some of that profit off the table, paying the tax right now. If it's a long-term capital gain tax, it could be one of the best rates you ever see. And so you could take those funds and you could deposit them in any one of those five types of investments and give yourself some protection, some safety in exchange for obviously a low interest rate. But that's the primary purpose of that sort of a product, is to protect your principal and to provide a, you know, market level of interest income. I know a lot of people don't get excited about the levels that are there right now, but that's why you have the safety. You're giving up the higher return for the safety because you're not going to see any losses as long as you hold them to maturity. So this started, had me thinking last week. Someone gave me a call. His name was Jim. And Jim asked about CDs that were linked to the S&P 500. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. There are products that we offer that are CDs. In other words, your principal is insured and backed by a bank up to the CD limit of FDIC, as you know, is $250,000. But you can tie some of the performance on the upside to an index like the S&P 500. Now, again, I'm speaking in theoreticals right now. These exist. There are very specific types of products that we're more than happy to show you, but you're going to need to take a look at some of the offering memorandums around those before ever you would invest, of course. There's lots of information you need to know about them, but just in terms of a concept, let me help you understand this. These sort of CDs, you know, you invest your principal in these CDs, you own a CD, but it then goes out and it buys an option on, say, an S&P 500 or a NASDAQ 100 or the Dow. You can add these indexes to your CD. And let's say a year from now, if the Dow Jones was up, say, 10%, you're going to get a percentage of that 10% upside. So you may end up paying a spread as a fee to participate in that, or you may end up giving up a percentage of your gain to actually be involved in something like that. So coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you should keep a large amount of cash in your bank right now. Is that really a good idea? Find out. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back.
How healthy is your retirement plan? From record highs to historic losses in a matter of days, the impact of the coronavirus has been felt around the world. If COVID-19's effect on the market has you worried, David Hollander, the Sandman, and his team at the Liberty Group LLC are offering you a complimentary review of your retirement portfolio. And if you don't already have a retirement plan, they can help you create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings when the market drops. Call 866-PROTECT to schedule a complimentary visit or virtual meeting to help make sure your retirement savings are built to last through down markets today and in the future. Call the Liberty Group now to give your retirement plan a checkup. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT.
Hey Siri, who is the Sandman?
David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, is host of Protect Your Assets, which is heard all over the world. Just ask me to play Protect Your Assets, and you can get great financial information 24/7. Or just go to pyaradio.com.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
I don't know about you, but we've been having a lot of fun here in my household. We've been doing a lot of disco. Have you had a disco with, you know, lights and super fun. So you just got to invent different things to do, obviously, right now. But anyways, welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And I know right now it certainly feels like a bomb's been dropped on us. It's, you know, it is. It's just what it is. Financial investing is tough. It's intimidating. It's complex. And maybe you become frozen. Or maybe you've made some mistakes. And so the good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. And so I believe that one of the solutions to that is information. And so that's why today I'm sharing strategies for safety seeking investors. And if you missed any part of the show earlier, I was talking about the five products that are out there that provide safety. Go back and listen to our podcast. It's pyaradio.com, pyaradio.com, and the show, and more importantly, the market segment, where I give you ideas on the market and what I predict for the next week or months to come. That gets posted pretty much right away. I can tell you it'll be there for sure by Sunday, but check it out maybe later this evening, and it might just happen to be there. Okay, so now it's time for our fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say. So here's one they say, heard this one several times this week, that you should keep $50,000 or $100,000 in the bank for emergency. Well, is that really a good idea? That got me thinking as I heard literally that this week a few times. And I thought, well, I understand why you're doing that, because the market's been volatile. I mean, this has been some of the most incredible volatility, and I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, that I've ever seen. And it's, you know, even for someone who looks at this on a daily basis, I mean, I look at this stuff every day, and it was, there was a couple extreme weeks there, right? You know, so you're not alone. This is not something that was normal. It was normal in the sense the market was trying to figure out what it was, where it was going to land or bottom out or level out. I mean, that's what markets do. They work through these things. So that was normal. But the volatility and the amount of moves up and down were just violent. So yeah, this is different, and it does feel a little different. And when you feel about having cash in the bank, a lot of people, you know, even the Depression flocked to that. You know, my grandma told me about stories of having cash under her mattress because banks weren't safe back then. Banks are in a much better position now than they were in the financial crisis of 08, and certainly much better position now than they were back in those times. So a lot of people feel, well, maybe I should just put my money in the bank. And so literally this week I heard several people have $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 sitting in cash in the bank for an emergency quote. And I don't know if that's such a good idea. Let me explain why, because I started doing the math on that. It actually is more harmful to you, to your financial stability, to have that big of a cash stash. And here's why. So right now, according to tradingeconomics.com, inflation is at 1.5%. Now, we've just had a massive inflow of capital infused into our economy by the Fed. And so the question is, well, what is inflation going to go to? A lot of people think it's going to go higher. But what does it actually mean when you have inflation? And just last February, which was literally a couple of months ago, inflation was at 2.3%. So if you were earning 1% at the bank, which 1% is pretty good, if you're earning 1% on a savings account, how much are you losing every year just in terms of interest? Well, you're losing 1.3%. If inflation is at 2.3 and you're only earning 1, you're clearly losing 1.3. And when you take taxes out of that, because that sort of interest income that you receive is taxable, you're losing more. So a lot of us put money in the bank because it feels safe. But when you factor in inflation, you're losing money, and it's a safe way to lose money. No, I'm not promoting Safeway. It's a safe way to lose money. So let's look at some math, shall we? Let's say that you had $50,000 in the bank, and we want to look at this, say, over 20 years at 3% inflation, because I think inflation will be higher later. So based on an inflation rate of 3% per year in 20 years' time, what would the value be of your $50,000? Again, I'm not taking taxes out. What do you think the value would be of your money? Well, it would be exactly $27,683.79. And so if interest rates stay around 1% and inflation stays where it is today, then you just lost almost $23,000. Almost half of your investment just because it was sitting in a, quote, safe place to be. So I think it goes without saying that you have to keep enough sitting in the bank to handle your basic emergencies. But when you start getting to, say, $20,000 or $30,000 or more, then you have to start thinking about other ways to have safety, possibly liquidity or the ability to get money out, but to earn more in terms of income. And so this Thursday, we're going to be doing a webinar. We've had some really great feedback. Thank you for that, by the way, on our webinars. This is you've met me in person on the radio. You know my voice, but you've never actually seen me, most likely. So the webinar is great because you can be in your own home, and you can participate in my virtual workshop where we can have a conversation. In fact, I got a lot of great questions this past Thursday. A lot. In fact, we ran out of time. So I've been offline on the phone talking to folks about their questions. I had 4 conversations yesterday that were wonderful. And this is a great way for you to interact with us and find out what are some other ways where you can make some more interest on that safe money that you don't want to lose if the market turns around on us here. So this Thursday, I'll be talking about 3 different ways that you can specifically invest your money and get better returns than you may be getting right now, say in a savings account, with the ability to access that capital if you needed it. So you have the potential to make more, and let's say, 4 or 5 or 6 months or a year from now, you need access to that capital. Some of the things I'll be talking about have access to that, and I'll be walking through a virtual illustration of these sort of ideas this Thursday at 3:30 in the afternoon. So I know, before dinner, maybe you're just kicking around the house and, wondering what to do. This is a easy, painless, complimentary way to see how we do the heavy lifting and how we look at these sort of opportunities right now, because this is what it is. If you think about it, you go to where safe, right? You go to a bank because that's easy. Maybe it's online. Maybe you already have an account set up. It's easy just to put money into that because it's there. And maybe you're not aware of all these other ways right now, again, virtually, that you can possibly make more on your savings. Again, I'm talking about safe money today. So making more on your savings, but having it in a place that's also very safe, and protecting yourself from these volatile markets. We've had a lot of experience with volatile markets. I've been doing this since 1994, and I've seen the dot-com crash. I've seen the 2008 recession that we went through that was super long. And now we've had this. And so we've had experience with older products that worked very well through cycles like this, but also brand new products. There's one that I'm going to talk about on Thursday that's brand new that we found recently because of this situation. And a lot of clients are finding this new option very attractive. If you're near retirement, how much should you have in safe investments? The answer will shock you. It always pays You need to keep it tuned right here with Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Clean water. This is David Hollander and I am the Sandman. This is Protect Your Assets. And this morning we've been talking about safety and protecting your principal. And there's no better way to do that than to participate in one of our virtual workshops. And actually this Thursday, given the current circumstances, we're going to do another one. It's going to be virtual and you can attend it by going to pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com. It's a great way to get to know us virtually. So this morning we've been talking about protecting your principal. Before I get into that, I want to wish some happy birthdays. Kara DeRuiter, Rick Sakuda, and Jerry Romani. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you guys really have a great birthday week. I know, you know, these are definitely tough times. In fact, my wife and I had our birthdays this past week, and we had 3 days of eating a lot more than we should. So now we're trying to figure out ways to shed the pounds, if you know what I mean. This is interesting times. But hey, we're making some great food, and that's what matters, and having some great time together. And that's what's important. So today I've been talking about strategies for safety-seeking investors. And the closer you are to retirement, the more money you want to keep in low-risk investments that don't have volatility. That's just a good rule of thumb. And so as you start to get close to retirement, you're going to want to do a retirement income projection, and you want to use that to determine how much should you keep in what's known as safe investments. And you can use a projection like this to see how much you're going to need to withdraw. And more importantly, when do you withdraw and from where? And then what you want to do is, after you've done that, then what you do is you match up your safe investments with your cash flow needs. So when you start making these choices, they're safe and it doesn't cause loss in your portfolio. And that reminds me, this week I had a call with Jay. You see, Jay was laid off from a big tech company locally recently because they're downsizing right now.
He must be running.
And Jay has a lot of his company's stock. And he also happens to have a 401k with his company. But that's about it. And you see, Jay was laid off from a big tech company, and he was used to getting a nice paycheck. But right now, he's been living off the dividends that are coming from his stock, and he's been taking withdrawals from his 401k. And he had no idea that his portfolio would have to get rebalanced, because now it's in a shape of where it has to produce income. You see, he'd been used to working, accumulating stock, taking money every 2 weeks out of his paycheck and just putting it into his asset allocation in his 401k. And now that that's changed, now that he's literally been laid off, and I've heard more people are going to be furloughed, which could mean you don't come back, you got to switch this around. Because now your portfolio and your stock has to crank out paychecks, which is totally different than anything you've ever experienced before. So Jay and I were talking about alternatives that he could do right now with his portfolio during one of our 15-minute coaching calls that we've been doing, where we just take 15 minutes, look at your situation, give you our opinion on something. And this is with one of our licensed fiduciary reps in our office, just to help people look at the situation that they may be in. Now, here's what I'd like you to do right now. I want you to breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And make that ah sound. That really kind of helps to get that out, the diaphragm. Ah, right? I've been learning a lot about yoga lately. YouTube's incredible. Anyway, now here's what I'd like you to do. Picture in your mind a day when you don't have to worry about sheltering in place anymore. Picture a day when you're at Costco without the mask on, and there's plenty of toilet paper. In fact, you can run and dive in it if you'd like. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do, because now you can. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in their homes right now, Claire, Phil, and Felicia. Lots of happening right now at our website, so take a look at that, libertygroupllc.com, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend, and try and figure out something new on YouTube to do in your home. Make it the best of your life. See you next week.
Mr. Sandman.
Calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.